hey, what's going on, listeners and viewers of Fantasy Flavor Podcast, YouTube channel, blah, 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 blah. No, we don't have time for that. We're going quick today. New format. Injuries. Let's get straight into it. CMC, you got him back for a game, now he's fucking injured again. Shoulder, I'm hearing, right?
Yeah.
Not good. Maybe the workload's catching up to him. Joe Mixon may return this week. May not. Yes. Same with Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb's more likely. I haven't heard about Joe Mixon. That's why I think that. Oh, by the way, I'm joined with us, Not and Trenton. How are you guys doing?
Good, great.
Thanks for noticing me.
Yeah. I think Mixon was just held out because they had a bye. I think that he will be back.
That'll be fun.
I want both of them back this week. I have both of them in my home league. So
no one gives
get him back in there.
No one cares about your home league. You're probably undefeated because fucking Aaron Rodgers on the waivers.
Yeah, playing with grandpas. No one cares about your home league.
Some Patriots injury news to move on here. Damian Harris chest injury, left mid late game versus the Giants. Not really the boom game I think we all wanted. And then Cam Newton injured his neck after fucking just running the ball so many times. By the way, you lost in 1-1 league, Trenton, because Cam Newton didn't put up enough points, and I laughed. I don't know if you knew that. Now you do. Ben, Big Ben on the COVID list. I don't know if that means he misses the week or not. But
no, it does not mean that. It just means that he was very close to Vance McDonald, who actually tested positive.
Yeah.
And recently, these COVID tests that the NFL is conducting has a lot of false positives too.
Anyways,
nothing is decided yet.
If he is out though, Steelers wide receivers are fucked because it's Mason Rudolph. So you know, if you're starting Juju, who's bounced back, we talked about him in our last podcast episode and how we were worried, and he's just balled out again. So that's good to see. Deontay's been good when healthy, and Chase Claypool's kind of slowed down, but you know, he had some volume last game. So
right.
I think we can all agree on that. And then T.Y. Hilton, Mr. Colts fan. Apparently he's estimated to return to practice today. I think that's because they're the Thursday night game versus the Titans. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah,
full practice.
Don't start him even if he's back.
Yeah, he's going to get the Dory Jackson.
I believe no Colts wide receiver is in the top 50 among wide receivers this season. And fantasy points.
But
so,
if you had to pinpoint one Colts receiver, which one would you start if in a pinch?
If I had to, Michael Pittman has looked really good lately since coming back from his injury earlier this season. He led the team last week, and just from my own personal opinion, he's the only Colts wide receiver that has clicked so far with Phillip Rivers.
How about deep sleeper, this guy, Marcus Johnson?
Marcus Johnson is solid, but I feel, he had a few bad drops last game, so I feel like there's a chance that they give him less work this week, because just looking at Reich, that's what he does. I mean, Jonathan Taylor fumbled the ball and barely touched the ball the rest of the way out. So, I mean, if you're going to have a down week, Reich is going to pull you. So.
Okay, let's move on.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Move on here. So Tinder time, a little different here. Instead of buying and selling, we're starting, sitting. I guess we could do a super like if you want to. Sometimes I forget about those, but we're starting from QBs, go down to running backs, wide receivers. No tight ends. I mean, poor guys, but we're covering a lot of just looking at a lot of receivers today, some Patriots. So stay tuned to that. Now we can start the fluff of the podcast. First one, Nick Mullins versus New Orleans.
Yeah, I can start him in a pinch in a two quarterback leagues. I think he's at least good enough Jimmy G or even better. So I like him. I can start him in super flex, not in a single QB.
I mean, this all depends on which wide receivers he gets back. Richie James had an amazing game on Thursday, but I don't see that happening again. And if it's just Richie James and Trent Taylor at the wide receiver room again, I don't know how well Mullins can perform with just those guys. You also have to look at the competition. They're playing New Orleans, who All right. And last week, even the Saints defense this Sunday night, they shut down Tannehill Brady, who's been having an amazing season so far. That was their first game of the season that they actually performed well against a quarterback. Honestly, they might have performed well other times, but they absolutely shut down Tom Brady. They picked him off 3 times. I mean, you have to kind of be wary of that. Maybe they're coming into this game with momentum, and you have to watch out for that. So, if he's your only other option in a 2QB league, sure, you could start him, but I wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, for me, I think just watching the Saints clinic on Tom Brady and Antonio Brown and all those guys, it's just kind of scary for me to start Mullins with his weapons, considering that was Tom Brady and this is Mullins and all that. So I'll go ahead and sit him. Sorry about the lack of a cut, by the way. We don't have time to edit this, so sorry about the interruption, but Jared Goff versus the Seahawks is up next. And I'm going to start this one
definitely.
Off. Yeah, it's a start. I mean, I don't even think us three need to talk about it. Is it start across the board?
Right. Worst pass defense in the league. So, yes.
Yeah, Kupp and Wood should eat too. Mm-hmm. All the weapons should eat there. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see. There's not much to talk about there. That's an
Higbee.
Easy start.
Higbee too.
Higbee, yeah. Higbee has been kind of down recently. So, maybe this is where he bounces back. Cam Newton versus the Ravens. I feel like this one's a little obvious too.
Yeah.
Trenton, where are you at with that?
That's a sit for me. I mean, the Ravens defense, in the first half, Rivers looked fine when they played last week. But they shut down Rivers throughout the second half. And so far this year, Rivers, as bad as he's been, has been a better passing quarterback, much better passing quarterback than Cam Newton. So you kind of have to sit him here because Newton has, what, 2 passing touchdowns on the season so far? And he might make up for it with a rushing touchdown, but he is rushing touchdown dependent at this point, honestly. Yeah.
It's not a bad thing either. I feel like they're kind of swapped too, because rushing touchdown is more valuable than a passing touchdown, but I think I'm with you in the fact I'm probably sitting him, especially if it's just Jacoby. Right. The Jets just gave so much free yardage up to Jacoby Myers, and he looked great, and we'll talk about him in a bit, but it's Marlon Humphrey this week in the slot. So,
right, the Ravens have arguably the top young cornerback duo in the league. So
yeah, and it's just that, like, if he's outside, Marcus Peters gives up some big plays maybe, but just Jets gave up so much free yardage. Like, they were trying to lose that game, you could tell at the end of it, in my opinion, just with the coverage they played and the 12 man on the field. So we're moving on here to running backs. Thank you for staying tuned with us so far. Ronald Jones, top 8 most to running backs versus Carolina, but he's been poo-poo since Fournette's coming back. Is this the week where he breaks out?
No, I'm not starting him. It's like, I think Fournette is getting more work than Jones anyways, and without that pass-catching thing, I'm not at all confident in him.
See, Fournette is fun. He is the extreme outlier. We've never seen this happen. A back come to the NFL with such little passing game experience, and now all he is a third down back, pretty much. However, he is still a very talented back, and he, like you said, he is taking the work from Rojo, and he's getting the important snaps. He's getting that passing down work. He's getting the short yardage work. So, I mean, Rojo might get like 5 to 10 carries, but they might not be important and it won't matter. Whereas Fournette might only get 6 to 8, but 5 of them could be catches and 1 of them could be a goal line touch where he runs it in.
Yeah. So I agree. I'll probably sit him. And by the way, there's a league member of ours who drafted Fournette drafted Rojo, and he kind of trashed me once Rojo started blowing up. So I have one message to him, and it's because Rojo putting up doo-doo now, bro. Moving on. another terrible matchup. Actually, opposite. Terrible matchup, good player. Joe Mixon versus the Steelers.
Yeah, so I'm sitting him because I'm a bit concerned about Mixon's usage in this offense. I think Joe Burrow is just trying to do a lot for the team, and if the game script is not favorable to Bengals, they are not giving Mixon a lot of work. And even short yardage situations, Burrow is trying to rush himself, get the rushing touchdowns. I mean, he is thinking that he is the savior of this franchise and doing so much and not doing enough for the rushing, for the running backs in the offense. So probably next year it will be okay, but this year I'm concerned for Mixon. I'm not starting him.
That's definitely something to keep an eye on, like the game script and everything. However, I am going to start Joe Mixon. I feel like prior to his injury, he was starting to get a better role in that offense. They were actually starting to target him more. He was getting more volume overall. And while the matchup is bad, they're just 2 weeks removed from Lamar Jackson and the Ravens having three guys with 15-plus carries and each of them over 60 yards, with J.K. Dobbins going over 100. I mean, it's not like they're a foolproof defensive run game team. I mean, there are going to be holes. The question is, will there be enough compared to how much holes were opened by the Ravens, and will Joe Mixon get the majority share?
Yeah, I think for me, I think it's a really interesting start set if Ben Roethlisberger doesn't play. Obviously, it's looking like he might play, but I think it's very interesting in the fact that this game could have a lot of outcomes. So for now, I'll flex him. So I guess I'm starting him, because I feel like if you have Joe Mixon in your leagues, unless it's a super team, you probably have to start him, especially with David Johnson injured, Christian McCaffrey getting you know what I mean? Some of these backs going down. So I'll flex him. So I guess I'm starting him, but I'm not happy about it. I agree with both of your points. Very weird. I'm the middle man. Revenge game, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Duke Johnson versus the Browns.
Yeah, I'm definitely starting him. He's the lone guy in the backfield and revenge game. And Browns run defense has not been very good. It is average, middle of the pack. I really think Duke Johnson, and even if it is good, Duke Johnson is a receiving back. So I think he'll be used heavily and revenge game narrative. I'm starting him.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on. You did say that he's likely the only back going to be available for them. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. However, it's tough to see what else is going to happen. He is a small, more of a scat back type player. I mean, he can run decently, but he is known as a pass catching back. He's not that three down back. He's a third down back. So sure, he could get good receiving volume, and that's why I am still going to start him, like you said. But I would temper expectations. I don't think just because he's the only back in the backfield that he's going to absolutely explode. So we'll have to. He will be starting caliber. I'll feel like he puts up 10 or more points right around there, but I don't feel like he's going to absolutely dominate like people think he might.
Oh, speaking of explosion, he's going to explode on the field. I'm going to explode on my pants when I'm starting him everywhere, because goddamn, this is my super leg mother, you know? Woo! Super leg to Johnson. I mean, listen, this three down back, he did it out of Miami at college. This dude's been shafted by all his coaches. I think he actually has some of that upside. And I think the Browns, if Nick Chubb's back, they could get behind. And oh man, I don't know. It's my super like revenge game. I mean, Sinan and I started smiling when he said it. Revenge game. No logic, straight revenge game, guys. I mean, that's the analysis.
I got burned when I started Bell against the Jets, and I'm
not okay again.
Getting burned. I'm okay with getting burned again. That's fine.
If Duke Johnson puts up over 25 fantasy points, I'll buy his jersey.
I'm ready to be hurt again.
Sick.
No doubt about it.
Anyways, speaking more disappointment though, hold on. I can't see this one, even though it's like wide open. I just can't see it. It's Jonathan Taylor versus the Titans. What do we think?
I mean, in a pinch, I'm right in the middle. In a pinch, I may start him because I think he could do some damage against the Titans run defense. But again, he's splitting so much carries with Who's the guy? Forget the name. Colts fan, come on.
Wilkins. Jordan Wilkins, Nyheim Hines.
Yeah, he's splitting the carry. And yeah, Nyheim, the thing is that I think Titans can get ahead in this game. And then in catch-up mode, Jonathan Taylor might just be left out of the game and Hines can get a big chunk. Right. So probably I'll sit, yeah.
Let's see you defend him, Trenton. What do you got?
I am going to sit him as well. Let me start out by saying that I'm sitting him, but you're giving him way too much hate. His vision isn't that bad. He's had a few bad runs that people key in on. If you look at many other runs, he's had amazing runs. He's had some really good performances. He's had some really good shows. The issue is volume. The Colts refuse to give him the volume. He's not a bad runner, but they keep splitting it around. And every time he messes up slightly because he's a rookie, they're giving it to somebody else and just benching him. That's the reason that I am sitting him, because they seem the Colts offense and Frank Reich seem intent on just giving it to Jordan Wilkins and giving it to Nyheim Hines. Next season, I'm all in on Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor, I feel like once he actually gets training camp, once he actually gets an offseason to work, he will be vastly, vastly improved. However, this season, as a rookie without the training camp and without much to go off of, he's not getting volume. The Colts don't want to give him the ball, so I'm sitting him because of that.
I kind of agree with you.
I have 3 points. One, can he stand up?
What?
Oh, you stand up.
Stand up.
Oh. He wants to show
off your Jonathan Taylor jersey. There you go, boy. Talk your shit. Two, I mean, Jonathan Taylor was actually getting all the touches, and then he fumbled. And then they benched him for the rest of the game. So he was actually starting to get that workload. And then third, I'm actually feel like setting him too, but I'm starting him in the league. It's him or Juju. Jonathan Taylor's a Thursday night, which scares me. The Big Ben, I don't know. I feel like Big Ben will play Sunday, but I don't understand the COVID rules. Anyways, that's an interesting one. I don't know what I'm doing about that.
I would start Juju.
Juju's been good, but I feel like it's going to be a poop week because he does that to me. What do you think, Trent?
Yeah, it could be a poop week for JT also. So
Yeah.
Between those two, I would lean JT slightly because both have been underperforming, but JT is at the more premier fantasy position.
Juju's been actually fairly decent these past few weeks after we made that episode, so you're welcome,
if
Juju.
If it's PPR, I'm starting Juju.
Okay.
In that case,
cool.
Yeah.
It's half PPR, but I mean, I guess I'll flip a coin then. So we're moving on to wide receivers here, our final kind of group here, our biggest group too. DJ Moore versus the Bucks. So this was mine. So if you don't mind, I'm going first here. What was concerning is I believe he had 2 targets and Teddy Bridgewater threw 49 dimes. That's a stat I found on Twitter. So that's really concerning, considering Curtis Samuel might actually be the wide receiver too there as of recent, right? I mean, what the fuck? DJ Moore was a top 10 guy for Snotten and I. I feel like Trenton, he was ranked similarly, maybe a little lower than us, but we love DJ Moore this year. And just Jesus Christ, man. And Buck's secondary is actually okay, I think. It's not terrible.
Very good.
I mean, not okay.
It's very good.
I think it's more okay than good. But they've been playing very well.
They have a top 5 secondary and a top 3 front 7.
I think the cornerbacks are kind of the weakness of the position still. Jamal Dean kind of had a bad game. But anyways.
Carlton Davis is number 1 cornerback in the league right now. At least top 3.
I don't know. Carlton Davis is an interesting one. But anyway, CJ Moore, probably sitting, and I hate it. But it's just, I feel like wide receiver is such a deep position. Unlike Jonathan Taylor, where it's harder because there's not as many running backs, there's a lot of good wide receivers out there. So I'm sitting. How about you guys?
I'm, again, in a pinch. I could start him. Not start. He'll be a flex. Why? Because I think this game, I feel, is all about short throws. For Panthers, if they have to do something, this will be, again, I think Teddy will have to throw 50 times short throws to Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore. I think Curtis Samuel will take a back seat in this game. In passing, maybe in rushing, he will do better. But in passing, he might take a back seat. And I think I could start DJ Moore because Tom Brady, I think, will go ham in this game. And to catch up, they will have to do something.
Yeah, I'm flexing him as well this week. I'm worried about the past few weeks. He's had down weeks. However, he hasn't had a bad season. He's had some really good weeks. He had, before these past 2 weeks, he had three straight weeks of 90-plus touchdowns, and he had three total touchdowns in that span.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
90-plus yards.
Sorry, I just looked at each other.
During that span. But, so he's still performing well. He's just had a few down weeks. It is a tough matchup, but I feel like he still does have that talent, and he could bounce back. That's why I'm flexing him.
All right. Well, I can't believe I'm the one who thought the secondary was the worst. I'm the one setting them. That's kind of funny. All right. Let's move on here. We can rapid fire these last four names. Marvin Jones versus Washington football team.
Yeah, I'm sitting him because he's not getting a lot of targets, which we would have expected with Golladay not being in the lineup, which is very surprising. And Washington football team has one of the best secondaries. I think their number one cornerback is like top five cornerback in the league right now, Kendall Fuller. So I'm sitting Marvin Jones.
It all depends on if Golladay is there. You did mention that he hasn't performed well with Golladay. Without Golladay, he performed even worse with Golladay. So I feel like if Golladay is out again, there's a chance that he could have a good game because he did a couple of weeks ago against the Colts. He had a pair of touchdowns with Golladay out after Golladay went down, of course. But with Golladay there, he's an easy set.
Yeah, it depends on Golladay too, because obviously Kendall Fuller is really good, but he plays the slot, I believe. He's a 5'9 slot guy, so even though he's playing really well, it might not be dealing with Marvin Jones. So Marvin Jones has upside. I'll sit just for now because I'm assuming Golladay's back, but if Golladay doesn't play, that's very interesting to me. Jalen Reagor at the Giants, 6 most fantasy points to wide receiver.
How are you feeling? I'll flex him. He's not like... Again, he's not like a start, but he's not a sit for me too. I think he can do some damage there.
Reagor is my super like, and I also want Travis Fulgham as an addition to that super like. I'd start both, honestly. It's a great matchup, and the team has said that they want to get Reagor more involved, and Travis Fulgham has quietly had an amazing year this year. He's been blowing up. I don't think he's had a single bad game this year.
No.
He's been doing really, really well. And they want to get Reagor more involved too. I could see both of them getting around 100 yards with one or both of them catching a touchdown. So
yeah. It'll be cool to see Reagor break out. He's kind of slowly coming along here due to the injury while we see some other guys break out rookie wise. So it'll be cool to see. Tim Patrick at the Raiders.
Yeah, this is my super like. I think Tim Patrick is the number one for the Broncos. He's kind of like a wide receiver tight end hybrid. And if Noah Fant is not there, I think he has a chance to blow up. And I really like his talent. He has been doing very, very well after Sutton has gone down. And this matchup could be a low-key,
A lot of points.
Yeah, a lot of points in the game. So, yeah, he's definitely a start for me.
I disagree. I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair. It's going to be a slugfest. And Jerry Jeudy is taking on the top role on that offense. So I feel like Patrick, for me, is at most a flex, but I think I'm going to sit him this week. I feel like if it depends on, like you said, if Fant is out or not, because Albert O is out for the year. Fant is like the only other tight end on the roster. If Fant is out, then I will flex Patrick. If Fant plays, Patrick, I'm sitting.
If you're thinking about starting Tim Patrick in a league, why are you even trying? You're probably 2-5. Jokes aside. But like, I guess if you have him and you're actually thinking about starting him, you probably need to start him. But I wouldn't feel confident about it. Although if he catches a touchdown, you're happy. And I feel like he's a good threat for that with his size and Noah Fant injury potentially. So. Last one, Jacoby Myers blew up, and now he takes on the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm not starting him against Ravens secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just too good.
That's a sit for me. It's Marlon Humphrey, and
Oh, you stole Myers, my fucking bullet point. You son of a fuck. Anyways, go on.
But, I mean, it's a really tough matchup. It's either Marlon Humphrey, depending on which side he goes on, or he could be up against Marcus Peters. I'll throw another bullet point in there. But, I mean, he's had a couple good weeks before that. Last week, he blew up, did amazing. I just don't know if he can fully continue. I'm worried about Newton. Like I said, he only has 2 passing touchdowns on the season. So it's Myers isn't exactly a threat to score a touchdown because his quarterback can't throw them.
Yeah.
So he's largely volume dependent at wide receiver. It's weird to say that for a wide receiver if they're volume dependent, but he could get some volume. But I don't see him performing well with this really, really tough matchup.
Okay. Yeah, the only way I think he performs even decently is the garbage time. And apart from garbage time, when they give a lot of cushion, I don't see him doing anything for the first 3 quarters.
Yeah. I'm higher in the matchup than you both. I mean, Marlon Humphrey, that was my bullet point, because Jacoby played a lot of the slot. And that's where he had success versus the Jets. And obviously, Marlon Humphrey's a great quarterback. He plays in the slot too, right? Kind of big slot guy there. I think it's interesting because if the Ravens get the ground game going, there's not going to be much time to have garbage time, if that makes sense, because they're going to chew down the clock. But I disagree in the fact that, I mean, N'Keal Harry could be back this week. If he's back, he's playing the X. They're not going to put him in the slot. They've just shown that they have no interest in putting him in the slot. So if Jacoby Myers is in the slot, I mean, he's had a 30% target share and without N'Keal Harry and Julian Edelman here. So I think volume will actually be here. So if you're worried about the volume, it's going to be there. Who else are they going to throw to? Gunner in the backs? I mean, you know what I mean? Jacoby Myers is going to get chances. Problem is he good enough to beat Marlon Humphrey for those chances? I think he has a safe floor because of how many targets he's going to get.
No, his targets will be
really
quite a bit, but the catch percentage will be very, very bad. Because first of all, Newton's throws are not accurate. And, you know, it's even if it is accurate, half of them, Marlon Humphrey is not going to allow Jacoby Myers to catch half of them.
Yeah.
I'm worried in general just about, I don't know if I'm going to start anybody this week from the Patriots, because the Baltimore defense is very young and explosive. They have really good, 2 really good corners. They have some decent safety. They have Patrick Queen, who's been lighting it up this year to take away maybe James White in the passing game. So I don't know who I'd even start on that team this week. So I'm kind of just staying away from that whole offense.
I mean, they almost lost to the Jets. So, you know, like, this team isn't good. I mean, my fellow Patriots fans are getting hyped. Oh, it's the bounce back. I'm like, dude, we were down to the 10th of the Jets till fucking Flacco chokes in, and they start calling, like, zone wide open in the field 20-yard completion just over and over to Myers. Anyways.
The only guy I could even flex, you know, would be Burkhead, I think.
Burkhead's apart interesting. If Damien's healthy, too, I feel like he'll get volume. Even if they're behind, all they can do is run. That's what they're good at.
Yeah.
Anyways, and
Burkhead is a dual threat, so he could do run, pass, both. So I think they'll use him quite a bit.
Very interesting. With that being said, though, that's all the time we have here today. Make sure to subscribe and like and follow, depending on the platform you're listening to. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
Bye.